The Honorable Mashayikh have stated, especially the Mashayikh, the teachers of the Naqshbandi order, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for use the blessings and barakat and mercies and rahmas and marifa and irfan, the nearness, the closeness to Allah, to attain this, the greatest method, the best method is the rabta shaykh, is the connection with the shaykh, with the teacher. The honorable mashayikh, the honorable teacher said, for the salikeen, for the students especially, that the more the student has rabta shaykh, the more he strengthens and solidifies the connection with the teacher, then the same way, in that manner, the fuyuz, the blessings and the mercies will come to the student. For this reason, our mashayikh ikram, our honorable teachers, alongside dhikr, they also encourage reading the Shajra Mubarak, the blessed chain of the teachers. Through this, through the blessings of all the mashayikh, the student, he makes dua, supplication. There are great duas in this Shajra. And in this way, with this method, all the mashayikh, the teachers, he strengthens his connection with them, the student, and also rabta, the connection with his own teacher, is strengthened. So in our order, it is encouraged, rather it is instructed, that the Shajra Mubarak should be memorized by heart. And when you do your own dhikr in the morning and evening, the dhikr that the Shaykh has prescribed to the student, then prior to that, or after that, or during, in the middle, as according to your feeling and emotion, then keep on reading those ash'ar, those verses of the Shajra Mubarak, and at the same time in parallel do dhikr. And that creates an emotion, a condition for the student. Whichever ash'ar that you like most from the Shajra Mubarak, and keep repeating it, reading that over and over again, then that becomes like a fountain of faiz, blessings for the individual. Then you'll feel from that, that the benefits. So this is tasawwuf, tazkiyah, purification, unique formulas in this practice, unique points, unique practices, given great benefits. So these sheikhs, they attain this through experience and observation, not just theoretical. They attain these ranks and conclusions. So you should take benefit from their experience. It's a real experience. So you should try to memorize the ash'ar, the verses. Some places, various physical booklets, the Shajra Mubarak, it's in English, it's in Urdu, the translation is there. For this reason, there's transliteration as well, so that we can make it easy for us to read. So let's do dhikr now, alhamdulillah. We'll do dhikr khafi, silent dhikr, which is called muraqabah, meditation. And the method for doing this, first of all, prior to doing this muraqabah, if Allah gives tawfiq, ability, then pay attention to a Naqshbandi Shaykh, turn to a Naqshbandi Shaykh teacher, and take bayah, pledge allegiance to the Shaykh. Because until you don't have the driver, then how's the car going to reach to its destination? The passenger, if you go and sit in the bus, I want to go London, please, and there's no driver at the coach, and you've bought the ticket, will you arrive to London or Birmingham? No. So until, unless you don't have the driver steering the transportation, how will you arrive there? So first condition is that Allah Ta'ala stated that if the individual student wants to become a proper human being and leave the sins, which is called taqwa, قُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, Allah says then. Then you have to seek the driver first. Look for the driver. Because that person, through his means, you can arrive to this destination. If you see that those who don't have mashayikh, don't have a shaykh, they have a lot of takabbur, pride, those people. They have a lot of haughtiness on their ibadah. You'll note this. They don't have humility. The ibadah for them becomes a burden. The more they do ibadah worship, the more takabbur, the pride increases. This is wrong, isn't it? The kibr is a very severe malady, disease. It's the biggest sin, kibr, pride. So, from a lot of worship, it develops within a person takabbur, pride, self-awareness. He considers himself as good and better than other people, compares himself. And this is the biggest takabbur, pride. But when the individual, when he turns to a teacher via his sheikh's development, he does ibadah, then he develops humility. He becomes humble. Just like, mashallah, you will have prayed tahajjud, like it is our habit. You will have done your own dhikr, you would have recited some Quran. And then you have done dhikr for quite a long time here. But I have full belief, alhamdulillah, that when you leave, you'll have no takabbur and pride in what you've done. Oh, I've done great ibadah. You'll have no feeling. Your self-recognition won't be there at all, that you've done anything. And if you don't have a shaykh, for example, even he prays tahajjud, end of story. If he thinks he's become Bayezid Bastami, he thinks he's become Junaid al-Baghdadi. Oh yeah, today I got up for tahajjud, I'm pious. What will he be his style? Whoever got past him. He said, don't you pray salah? You should pray salah, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should pray salah. Yes, don't you know what you're doing? He'll say this to everybody. Remind everybody, it was Kibar has come into that person. So my brothers, until unless, if you do not assign your nafs desires over to the teacher, you cannot do Islah. From empty worship, you cannot get success. Remember this point. Remember, from empty worship, you can't get success. Shaitan used to do this. Where did Shaitan end up? Empty ibadah. Khair. Anyhow, it's for this reason. First and foremost, seek a sheikh, find a teacher, and assign yourself over to the teacher. I'm assigned myself, or now you give me the stick or the rock, you know, like the ustadz, you know, Mulana Saab, the parents take a child. This child we are assigning over to you, Mulana Saab, please teach him now. And do what you want with him to, but we've assigned him over to you, but you can't do that here, khair, amongst our sort of regions this used to happen. And mashallah makes a big difference on the child. Because the ustad then is a bit strict, maybe hits the child. I remember that until I remember, rather I think it's mercy. Ustad slap his stick, at that time his anger. And imagine what would happen to the mother and father, but this has a big effect. It's shafqat, there's love in that sternness of the teacher. In the same way, when you become a spiritual student of a teacher, it's lazim, essential for us that we don't just do bayah, assign yourself to the teacher. Hand yourself whatever he says, however he says, he can make your nafs wretched. Crystal, you know, when you assign yourself, you're not handing your body over, you're handing your nafs over to the teacher. This nafs, this child, you know, the parent says, oh, my kid, you know, he's astray. Mulana Sahab, Maulvi Sahab, please improve him. Mulana Sahab, no worries, hand him over to me, I'll sort him out. Same way when you go to a sheikh and say, my nafs is wild, it's out of control, he says, do this, my nafs says, do this to me and do these wrong actions, up and down, gives me wrong advices. Sheikh, I'm handing my nafs over to you, please, can you cure this nafs of mine? Can you make it tame? And the people who give their nafs over like this, then you see how they improve and develop and shine, and then see how the stick goes onto the nafs and see how the nafs improves. And see how the dirt evaporates and eliminates, and then see how the takabbur doesn't leave that person, or the sins don't leave that person. Think the same way. Not this, oh, I'm bayah, and that's the end of story. No. Rather, as the shaykh prescribes and steers the vehicle, do amal on that, immediately your nafs will be improved and it will be crushed and suppressed. So inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that this life of a few days, work hard, make effort in this life for a few days, and Allah has given great news. Good news that I want, that you just work hard. And whether you are successful or not, no worries, it's the same. If you work hard and come back to me, Allah says, then I won't look at your sins, Allah says. Rather, I'll just send you straight into Jannah, into paradise. Sa'im mashkoor, Allah says. I like it that the hard work, you work hard, struggle. Okay, you couldn't achieve the end result. You couldn't arrive to the destination, no problem. Allah says, it's your effort that will help you. Go, I send you into paradise, Allah will say. So just struggle up and down, falling, slipping. He arrives to the destination eventually with Allah's fadl, His grace. So praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, we'll do dhikrullah now. So the method to do dhikr is this, that pay attention to your heart, focus on your heart, and inside your heart, the blessed name, Allah, Allah, Allah. Remember Him, remember Allah.